Brethren, this is another set time. A time set apart. A time appointed by Jehovah Himself for the liberation of His people. My eyes can see men and women under the torments of the enemy. Children that are being attacked by the powers of darkness. I can see businesses that the enemy has influenced by the spirit of stagnation. Men appointed for greatness are now coming from behind because of the workers of iniquity. And for this reason, our God has risen. The Most High God, the ruler of the valley, the one that says the thing, it comes to pass. The mighty man in battle, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our King has risen. He has appointed this time for liberation. I call on you to come together and pray with me. For the King of Kings has decided to bring freedom unto you. This is the supernatural intercession. The Bible says that the children of Israel will stay for 400 years in the land of captivity because they were weak in prayers. They stayed for 430 years. Brethren, I want to let you know that it's not the will of God that you will pass through what you are passing through. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 10 verse 10 that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have a good news for you this day. After the coming of the thief, another man showed up. The Son of Man came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. As you will get connected to this intercession and pray alongside with me, your case will be settled by Jehovah. I pray in the name of Jesus that wherever you are right now, the anointing of God will locate you. The glory of Jehovah in this intercession will meet you at the point of your need. I pray that you cannot be a part of this intercession. Your life will remain the same. That God that kept you alive despite the works of the devil against you will bless you today. And you will have a reason to testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I worship you, King of Glory. I lift your name, Ancient of Days. Thou God that makes a way where there is no way. The Most High God. He that is seated on the throne. He that says a thing, it comes to pass. He that has given up power over the powers of the devil, we bow unto you. We worship you. We glorify you. Shama is his name. It's your name, O God. Elohim is your name. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The I am that I am. The Ashes of Death. The Rose of Sharon. We bow down before you. We bow down before you, Abba Father. For we know that this is your set time for our liberation. This is your set time for our emancipation. This is a time appointed for us to pray, and our prayer will be heard. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all adoration. Be praised forever in our lives. We can eat your glory, Abba Father. Thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Hallelujah.
Pillar of life. There is something that makes me come into your presence.
I want you to say after me.
Pillar of life.
Because you cannot pray this kind of prayer without first of all coming onto the altar of Jehovah. So that you'll be hidden behind the cross of Calvary. And victory will be yours as we make intercession. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth wherever you are right now and say after me. Lord Jesus, I come unto you by faith. I know you came from heaven and died on the cross of Calvary. I know you are resurrected on the third day after your burial. Today you are seated in the heavenly places at the right hand of God, far above principalities and powers. You are my Lord and my Savior. I cannot do without you. I bring my spirit, my soul, and my body unto your altar. I detach my life. I detach my spirit. I detach my soul. I detach my body from every contamination. From every unclean spirit. From every familiar spirit. From every occult powers. From every covenant I entered, knowingly or unknowingly. Wherever it happened, this day I say I'm not involved again. That covenant is broken in my life. A new covenant is working in my life. It is well with my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for I am born again today. And I know that every prayer I'll pray, answers will be given to me from on high. Thank you for this declaration. I know it is sealed with the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we have come to the altar of God, I want us to begin to pray. The first prayer we are going to pray is against the altars of darkness. Where the enemy gathers. Where they used to have their meetings before they launched their attacks. Child of God, I have a news to break unto you. No devil will fight you without gathering force against you. No witch will bewitch you without having a meeting in their coven. If you scatter their altars, if you destroy their temples, they will have no base to rise and attack you from. And that's why I want to quicken you now to join me as we pray. Say after me wherever you are now. Every altar of darkness speaking evil against me, where they have mentioned my name, that altar where they have put on fire against me, right now by fire I come against you. I destroy your powers. I terminate your missions against me. All your works over my life is hereby terminated. The Bible says, for this reason Jesus came, that he may destroy the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and pray wherever you are right now. Against that altar where they went and mention your name, that altar which they raised against you, right now we're going to break it. The altar of God is greater than the altar of the devil. Where you are coming from is greater than where the devil is coming from. Shatter their altars right now so that they will have no place to rise from to attack you. kababo shakaba lima de shakababa. Maliba kusoko bolika baba ndeleaba ya. Hear me, you altar that is speaking against the sons of God, speaking against these daughters of Zion. This day, the Lord has reason to destroy you. You will not function again. All your works have been terminated. Your powers have been broken. Your works is hereby destroyed, broken, uprooted by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not reign over them again. For this is the appointed time God has come to set them free. Kabaya babo shakabandelea, malibakusa kabandelebosu, lekababo shamandelea baba. Maleke bosu kalibaba baba, obo shandele ya bakasi kabayada, malibosu kalibaku sandele baya, mazeke ya kabondele ya baba, oshale bakusa kabalia mandeya. That devil of limitation working against your life right now, we have come by the blood of Jesus. We have come to destroy the power of that devil. That limitation must stop right now. It will not be said again concerning your life and destiny that you are limited on your way. Makasi kayabalia, pray wherever you are. Don't stop praying. Makulia kaba. That spirit of limitation is hereby destroyed, is hereby broken, is hereby nullified. Their works will not work against you again. But the Bible says that it shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. All the works of the devil against you shall be destroyed. Join me. Every power of manipulation, that satanic manipulation going on your life. Right now, I see people who are under manipulation of the enemy. What they want to do, they see themselves doing another thing. The way they want their things to work is not working that way. But this is a set time for that power of manipulation to be shattered and be broken. This is a time for us to shatter the power of manipulation. You devil of manipulation, wherever you are sent from, I release the blood against you. I release fire against you. You will not work against the people again. For we have risen, hey, in unison, we have risen to attack you. And the Bible says that one will chase 1,000, but two will chase 10,000. It shall be said concerning that daughter of Zion whom you have been manipulating, that your powers have been broken off her life. Your powers have been broken off his life. It is time for freedom from every power of manipulation, every satanic manipulation, in the name of Jesus Christ. All you ancestral demons, all you familiar spirits, you devil that are provoked from burial ground, that comes with the faces of those that died. Hear me, hear me well. The sons of God has risen against you. For the Bible says that the sons of God, the Malibo Shabazikalibande, the endless creature, waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God has manifested in intercession. We have risen to intercede in the name of Jehovah, that every ancestral demons, free familiar spirits against the sons of God, against the daughters of Zion, be terminated, be frustrated, be nullified. Mayabadesha, Kaboli Bandoa, Malibo Shabale, Malibo Shakababa, Malekebo Sukaliba. There's always a time for everything. You held them yesterday, you cannot hold them again today. For weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. That joy has come, and so lose your grip of their lives. I set them free from your manipulations. I set them free from your manipulations. Their businesses are set free from your manipulations. It shall not work again. The time has passed. Your expiration time has come. In the name of Jesus Christ. All the oppressions of witchcraft. A lot of people, hey, as I'm talking, they are under oppressions of witchcraft. Oh my God, I came with power from on high to terminate every witchcraft oppression in the life of the daughters and the sons of God, in the lives of their businesses. Hear me and hear me well. You witchcraft oppression working against them, Holy Ghost fire destroy you. Holy Ghost fire destroy you. Holy Ghost fire pursue you. You cannot have your way again in their lives. For God has risen on their behalf. Angels are sent on their behalf. The Bible says we shall hold our peace, but the Lord will fight our battle. Oh, you spirit of Pharaoh. Oh, you armies of Pharaoh. I come against you now. You will not have your way again. But the Lord opened the Red Sea, and the rest have drawn all of you. Hear me well. All you that were under the influences of Pharaoh, the spirit of Pharaoh, the Bible says the Egyptians you saw yesterday, you will see them no more again. Mandelebo Shakaba, Malebo Shakabaleba, Olobo Shabalebande, Labo Shakabababa, I release fire against you. Let fire pursue you and consume you. Malikababo Shandeleba, Olobo Shakabayaba. I see hijackers of destiny that are getting ready to run away, that are getting ready to fly away. The Bible says that they shall hear the voice of the Lord and fade away away from their hidden places. All you hijackers of destiny, I release fire against you. Fire destroy you. Fire consume you. Fire terminate your appointment over the lives of those people. You took their destinies and you have been using it to grow, to prosper. But hear me, your aspiration time has come. The time appointed for it to be taken from you has come. And so right now, you hijacker of destiny, you are bound. You are cast into the pit. You will not come back again. The Lord is against you. The word of God is against you. For whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Malika babosunda, lakabasu kalibada. I prophesy to those who hijack their destinies. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a restoration. Restoration by fire. Restoration by fire. Restoration by fire. Mayaba deboshanda, lakabosu kabandeya, bolobo shabandeleya, bolobo shakabandeleya. What of those that have been under the accusations, demonic accusations of the enemy, false accusations of the enemy? Hear me well, you devil of accusation. The Bible says, oh, you man, the Bible says, there's now, therefore, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. So, all your accusations, those accusations you used to bring intimidation and fear over the people of God, today, that fear is broken. That power of fear is broken. Broken by fire. I release fire, 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 pursue you, fire, pursue you. Every devil of demonic accusation is ever broken of the life of the children of God. Malibo Shamande, Malibo Shabaleka, Wolobo Shagamande, Malibo Shagababa. I see a family. They are graduates, beautiful women and men. They graduated from school. They have come to the age of getting married, but they are still there. They have come to the position of getting a job, but they are still there. What is it that is holding them? Thou devil of delay, I come against you by fire, by fire, by fire. Catch fire and die. Catch fire and die. Catch fire and die. Your works are no more. It is not this time again. For the Lord has risen and is risen on behalf of his people. It is time for them to start getting married. I liberate that family. I liberate that family. I liberate those men. I liberate those women. Get your jobs now. Receive divine employment. Receive divine marriages. It is time for you to be celebrated. Yay! There is a family here. You have been crying. There is no house, no better house. You can't even go to your village because the enemy, anytime you try to put a foundation, they will kill you. But this time I tell you, your case is different. The Bible says that whatsoever that is born of God overcome the water. The Bible says, though you are in the water, you are not of the water. And so you are separated from others. The case of others shall not be your case. I liberate you. I prophesy by the mandate of Jehovah upon my life. Go and build your house. The money that we used to build it is coming to you right now. For the Lord has opened heaven. The Lord has brought connections and contacts. You will not die in penury. You will not die in poverty. That devil of poverty put on your life. That label they labeled you. That thing they tagged on your life. They said you shall be poor forever. Hear me, I hear me well. Jehovah has risen against you. It shall not be so again. God has delivered you. In the name of Jesus, I see a family that have been under the influence of demonic giants. Some men have been standing at the door of their miracles. They said it shall not be so, that it will not be given to them. Who is that strong man that says he will die, that says he will not be blessed? Hey, where are you, all you strong man? Hear me, Jehovah has come with fire, with fire. Look at the son of the spirit looking for you to terminate. Oh, you power of giants, demonic giants. Oh, you power from the pit of hell against these people. You are terminated. You are shattered. You are broken. You are nullified. You are uprooted. You are destroyed. I declare you null and void in the name of Jesus Christ. All you satanic forces that comes to weaken the strength of the people, to make them lazy in the realm of the spirit. Hear me and hear me well. The Lord is against you. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost wherever you are right now. Shout Holy Ghost fire 7 times. Hey, Holy Ghost fire, 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 Holy Ghost fire. All you that are kept in the hospital, you have been caged by the spirit of diseases and infirmities. You have been caged by the spirit of sicknesses. For some time now, you will fall for this one, and tomorrow you will fall for another. The Lord has risen on your behalf. I set you free and release fire to that hospital, anywhere they are, in every water, both the female and the male water. Be free now, be free now. If you know where it's hurting you, touch that place. Lay your hands upon that place. The Lord has come right now. I release the healing anointing of Jehovah. Come out of that place. Rise up and make thy bed. Rise up and make thy bed. Take your pallet and go. For Jesus has made you whole. Jesus has healed you. Malebo shababa, malebo shababa, malekebo shababa, malebo shakabarende, lakosu kalibada, malebo shabalikabada, debo shamanda. Every devil of heart condition, every devil of hepatitis, whatever you are hiding in that body, lose your grip. Get out right now. I command you out and come back no more. You devil of malaria, you devil of cancer, you devil of HIV, I terminate your appointment in that body. Get out by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. I set them free and lose them now. They are going back home. Yeah, the Lord has brought healing upon them. Yeah, it is a healing galore. Malebo shakaba, mandelekebo, maliba sumande, malebo shakababa, mayetebo sukalebada, opo sukalemandeleya. Every garment of poverty that is put upon people, hey, let that garment be consumed by fire. I set that garment ablaze. I set that garment ablaze. That thing that they planted in you that's not supposed to be planted in you. Hey, God is talking to me now. There are people that has the mark upon their forehead, the mark of premature death, the mark of sudden death. When you put your hands on your forehead, by the blood of Jesus, I cleanse that marker. I speak against that marker by the reason of the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. You shall not die. Child of God, I come with a prophecy. You shall live and declare the goodness of the Lord. The Bible says you shall go to your grave in your full age. The Bible says he will satisfy you with long life and show you his salvation. The Bible says that the number of your days shall be fulfilled. Who is that man that want to poison you, that want to terminate your life, that want to stop your business? Hey, Makusa Kabalinda, Lebo Shabalikaba, your wife will not be a widow. Malika Basuka Yabanda, your husband will not be a widow. Malibo Sukabalindele, your children will not be fatherless and they will not be motherless. Wherever these people that have lost their own are right now, I release the presence of Jehovah to father them. Let the glory of God comfort them. Malibo Shakabande, Abo Shakabalinda, Malibo Shakabasia, O Malipa Kasia, Malibo Shakabasia. I come to the motherless babies. I come to the prisoner. I come to the downtrodden, the less privileged, the beggars on the street. Holy Ghost, let there be a comfort. Let there be a consolation. Let there be a divine supplier. The Bible says that he will supply our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Fire, 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 fire. Let their supplies come by fire. Let their supplies come by fire. All those people that thought they would die in hunger, hear ye me. You are not their God. Their God has risen on their behalf. Their God is a merciful Father. Their God is a merciful God. There are those at the sound of my voice, they felt that their sins will not allow them to be a partaker of this blessing. Hear me well. The Bible says that you will fall seven times and rise up seven times again. God has come by his divine mandate to bring mercy upon your door, to bring mercy upon your house, upon your household, that the mercies of God will see you through. Go home and sin no more. Those troubles that came by reason of the sins that you committed, they will not come again. But make sure you live a life of righteousness, a life of holiness, a life that glorifies the name of the Lord. For God said it is the appointed time to bring mercy unto the door of your house. You will not be condemned again. Every condemnation in your life, the blood of Jesus has cleansed it. For the blood of Jesus speaks mercy where vengeance is being spoken by the blood of Abel. God has risen. Malebosha, Makebosuka, I come to government houses. Oh, Malebosuka, the government house, Leboshamanda, the seat of government, from Abuja to the state government houses. I prophesy where occultic men have brought occultic powers to influence those that are in leadership, to influence those that are in authority, so that they will not know what they are doing. I come by God to terminate those forces. That work will not work again. That function will not happen again. That thing the enemy has been doing is hereby terminated. The fire of God has risen against such a thing. Every man, woman who has been projected evil against those that are in authority, today I release it back to you. The Bible says, he that rolleth a stone, the same stone shall be rolled back to him. The Bible says, he that diggeth a pit, he shall fall into it. I say, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. For no weapon formed against the people of God shall prosper. They are lively stones. We are living stones. We are born of God. We are choosing generation. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. Whatever that is born of God overcometh the world. And he that is in us is far more greater than he that is in the world. I prophesy the glory of God upon all of you that are seated on the seat of government. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All those influences that are bringing in order to influence you to give them contracts, and those contracts are not of God, those contracts will not do your state well. It will not do the country better. I prophesy those influences are hereby broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, arise. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. Let the enemies of your people be scattered. Let the enemies of your church be scattered. Let the enemies of your children be scattered. Wherever they are in the marketplace, I release customers. Some of them hijack their customers. Some of them close doors against them. They have goods in their shop, but they cannot sell them. Why? There is a power working against their sales, working against their customers. Right now, Jehovah has risen on your behalf. He has risen to make them mess them up. He has risen to mesmerize your enemies. You will not die. You will live to see the fulfillment of that business you started. Forget about how little it is. The Bible says, though your beginning might be small, your later end will greatly increase. You should not despise the day of little beginning. For God has started in your life, and he that has begun that good work is able to bring it to the day of the Lord Jesus. Shout fire! Shout fire! Shout fire! Yeah, 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 yeah. As many that are under the curse of the land where they came from, I want to talk to you right now. The Lord is able to break that curse. For the Bible says, those that are called by his name, if they will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that they will hear them from heaven. He will forgive their sins and they will heal their land. I bring healing to that land. That land that has been bringing curses on you, a lot of people rising from that land, all they experience is rising and falling. Nothing good happens to them. I prophesy that curse is broken. That parental curse is broken. Some of you, your father, your parents placed a curse upon you, but here now the message of God that came by the blood of Jesus have broken that parental curse, that curse that followed their village, because they said that people who come from this village doesn't get married, people who come from this village doesn't build upstairs, they don't buy cars, they don't graduate in school. I came by the mandate of God in my life to prophesy right now, such curses are broken. You are free from such a thing. They said in your family that no graduate will be produced. I want to counter it, for who can say a thing? It will come to pass when Jehovah has not spoken. I came right now to prophesy to every cause that has been working against you, hereby broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. That thing that makes you to rise and fall is hereby terminated in the name of Jesus Christ. Alibabo Shakaba, Mandele Kaboyaba, Malebo Sukalimade, Malebo Shabalikabada. That attack of sudden death in your family is hereby broken. They said in your family, people die young, they don't cross 40 years, they don't cross 30 years, they don't cross 50 years. That is a story of the past. This day God has risen. This day heaven has risen. He said it's a story of the past. It has become a history. For God has brought abundant life. He said, I came to give to you abundant life, that you may have it. I have it in fullness. Malebo Shaka, Lagabo Sunda, Labo Shakaba, Malebo Shakaba, Malebo Shakaba. I prophesy to those business that have been locked into prison. Hey, I lose you. Oh yeah, begin to manifest, begin to shine. All those men that have been weaker, the snare spirit have been the attacker, the millipede spirit has been the attacker, has been the influence upon them. But right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I prophesy divine speed. Let the word of God bring a speed on your life as it brought on Philip after he baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. It shall not be said again that you are into slow motion. Every slow motion in your life, every spirit of sluggishness in your life is hereby broken. I came by God to prophesy right now against every near success syndrome. All of you that will always near your miracle but will not possess it, whenever you are the verge of getting it, it will be said that it is all over. I prophesy by that God that called me, it shall not happen again. From this time onwards, you will record a lot of testimonies. You will stand and begin to count. You will sing a song and say, I'm counting my blessings one after the other. It shall come in chains. For even the Bible declared it. He said, the labor of Egyptians, the merchandise of Ethiopians and of the Libyans, he said, they shall come to you. They will not just come, they will come in chains. For the gates of your enemy you shall possess. For God has set an open door before you. He said, it shall remain open continually. I release fire. I shall never option. I see a padlock that the enemy locked and threw into the river. He said that unless, hey, Malebo Shakababa, that person will go into the river and bring out the padlock, that he will never know. He will never know prosperity. He will never know favor. But I came with God. I came in the name of the Lord who has the power to put something into the river Jordan, and the ass will begin to swim. I prophesy the greatness of God onto that river where they casted that key. Let that key be burned by fire. Let that key be visited by fire. Let that key be burned by fire. That key is consumed by fire. It's no more existing. Child of God, arise. Arise and shine, for your light has come. You are no more bound. You are loosed. The Lord has visited you. The Lord has risen on your behalf. The Lord has set you free. He said, go, I am with you. You are not under judgment again. For any tongue that shall rise against you in judgment is hereby condemned. Hear me, O child of God. The Lord from onset has declared you a great person. He has declared that you shall be above, you will never be beneath. That you shall be the first, you will never be the last. Yeah! Right now we come to another dimension. Wherever you are standing right now, are you in Lagos, are you in America, every part of the world, but the Lord said to me that they shall be with you unto the ends of the world. Bend down now and put your hand down on that place. Lay your hands on that land where you are standing. We are going to deal with the God of the land, the prince of the kingdom where you are standing. Let me tell you, child of God, there are princes that claims ownership of every territory, of every land. Right now we are going to deal with that prince that has been stopping your miracle. The Bible says that Daniel prayed a prayer and God answered him immediately, but for 21 days he continued interceding because the answer of the prayer could not be accessed until the Lord sent another angel, even Michael, who came and brought unto captivity the prince of the kingdom of Persia, who withheld the blessing from the hand of Angel Gabriel. And the Bible says that he brought it to Daniel. Every prince of that land where you are, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, be dispossessed, for the sons of God has gone to possess their possession. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and the sons of God shall possess their possession. I prophesy goodness and mercy to the people. I prophesy wellness to the people, prosperity to the people. They shall not fail again. Disappointment is all over, for every spirit of disappointment has gone down by fire. Every spirit of frustration has gone down by fire. Every spirit of violence has gone down by fire. Every spirit of destruction has gone down by fire. For the Bible says that violence shall no more be had in our land. For our wall shall be called salvation, our gates shall be called praise. I prophesy to your wall where you are living. They brought it down so that they will have access to come and attack you. Right now that wall is raised. But I have another prophecy to prophesy to you. Every wall of Jericho standing in between you and your miracle, every mountain of the enemy standing in between you and your miracle, the Bible says that there was a mountain before Zerubbabel, and Zechariah rose up, the prophet of God. He said, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall be made a plain. I prophesy to that mountain before you, oh yeah, be made a plain right now, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Go down, for the time for you to expire has come. You cannot stand again in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, we shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. And it shall be so as we say it, as long as we say it in the name of Jesus. And right now we have spoken, not by our own name, not in our own name, but in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to you, child of God, no mountain is standing before you again. I prophesy to you, speed has been given to your feet. You shall fly, you shall not even run, you shall fly like eagle. Malibo Shamande Yakaba, something is about to happen, something is about to break loose in your life. God is set, heaven is set, 24 elders, they are set, they are watching to testify of the goodness of God in heaven, for what he has brought upon your life. You will not die, you shall live and declare the goodness of the Lord. For the Lord is saying that you shall stay, that no devil weapon formed against you shall prosper, that no demon shall come near your dwelling place. I prophesy right now, you that dwells in the secret place of the Lord, you shall always abide under the shadow of the Almighty, for Jesus has risen on your behalf. It is well with your soul. A new garment is put on you, garment of celebration, garment of praises, garment of apparel of glory, apparel of praise. I prophesy again, where the bound in your hands, you are loose now. Get ready to testify, for God has put laughter in your mouth. Some of you that have not known what it means to laugh, you will begin to laugh right now. I prophesy, for the Bible says, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Wherever you are now, receive rivers of living water. Wherever you are now, receive power to excel, receive anointing to excel in the name of Jesus Christ. Balebosha, Kabadebosha, Landebosha, Malikabosha. I come with a prophetic mandate to all of you that are called barren. They call you barren, and then the God that created you. Even those that God shut up their wombs in the Bible said that God opened their womb. Go to the Bible and search out. You will see that God later opened the womb of Sarah, and the Lord will later open the womb of Rebecca, and the Lord later opened the womb of Rachel, and the Lord later opened the womb of Elizabeth, even the womb of Hannah. I come to prophesy to you, wherever they call you barren, you shall be more than fruitful in that place. You shall bear forth children, and they will see, they will have no option. But the Lord alone has done it. Everything you've been doing that has not been bearing fruit, both in your business, in your education, I prophesy you shall bear fruit in those places. What of those that are in higher institution? You are under spells of cultists, you are under spells of some evil lecturers who call you and request for certain things that are demonic. I come in the name of the Lord to prophesy to you. You are undercover. The Lord is on your side, power is on your side, glory is on your side. Any day Nobody will call you for anything that is not of God. The Lord will rise in his fury and anger, in his wrath to terminate and to frustrate and to destroy and to mesmerize and disappoint their counsel. Their counsel will be turned to the counsel of Ahithophel. So shall it be, child of God, for God has remembered you. Oh my God, you are somebody that God has remembered. I see a book open. That's a book of remembrance. Heaven has remembered all the good you have done. Some of you that have been sowing seed, they used to pay you with evil. You help somebody, they will pay you with evil. Right now, God said, I am the one that will pay you. Why allow them to pay you with evil? It's because I want to pay you by myself. For if man pays you, he will not pay you enough. But if I pay you, I will pay you enough. I prophesy, you are in a position of blessings, position of abundance. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Begin to worship the Most High God. Begin to glorify the Lord. For he has done it again. He has done it again. It is well with your soul. Oh my God, I'm so happy for what God has given to me. What God told me to do, I have accomplished. And I know he will bless me. And I know he will reward me. I know I cannot go empty-handed. I cannot go without the blessing. For God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Thank you, Abba Father. I bless your name. Oh, Maliba Shanda. Kabali Makusa Kabali Ande. Ayayayaya. Masekekeke. Kaliba. Kobosuka. Lake. Kakeke. Lobo Shatabadabada. Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay done. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.